Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The ultimate football team.
The ultimate football show.
Welcome to the Fantasy Football Hour.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
The most comprehensive, in-depth presentation anywhere concerning fantasy football. The Fantasy Football Hour is brought to you by Anderson Windows and your local Anderson Window dealer. By Moxie Soda. By Gould's Distinctive Clothing. And by Atlantic Power Cleaning. The fun and games starts now.
Welcome to the jungle. We've got fun and games.
Here's Jim Hackett and Pete Davidson.
All right, good morning, everybody. Jim Hackett, Pete Davidson, the Fantasy Football Hour here at WEEI. Good morning, Pete.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Well, week six. I mean, what a we got a lot of. I feel like Ron Burgundy here. We got a lot of news to get to. It's been a journey this week following all the injuries. But get our arms around.
And I'm about as well prepared as Ron Burgundy.
You don't have a script.
I had a case of the sweats last night. I was just like up all night. You know,
that's no fun.
I'm hanging in there. You know, the good news is I've been up for a while.
There you go. So the Routers news feed is coming through to you pretty good.
I'm going to give it the old college try, but apologies for my voice.
That's okay. You sound all right. You sound chipper and ready to go. So let me get to the top of the hour. We've got some sponsorships here to thank Northeast Electric.
I'll check back in 20 minutes when you're done with the injury.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So thanks to Northeast Electrical, where pros need pros at needco.com. And then the Fantasy Football Hour is brought to you by Anderson Windows, as always, and your local Anderson Windows dealer today. Thank you out to Batella Lumber down on the Cape. All right, let's get to some news around the league. The techs are already firing in. You can always tell, you know, when it's a lot of questionables. But, you know, the NFL did a pretty good job. The coaches did a pretty good job getting us the info. So I'm going to spit it out now. Who's out? So Christian McCaffrey, after 3 weeks of not being on the field, they finally put him on IR. Oh, so man. Now it's 6 weeks.
I mean, what can you even say about Carolina?
I don't know.
I mean, I know you and I are both
owners.
We should probably not. Yeah, yeah. We don't want to spend too much time on this. You and I are going to start getting emotional.
Yeah.
But because we have good teams that are tethered to this situation.
Yep. Yep.
I'm just frustrated in terms of, I mean, Carolina, they're lying, you know?
They did it last year.
Is there any?
Good.
What do you mean?
When they have McCaffrey, they're sitting there on the sideline. They know he's not going to play, and they just don't IR him. Right. Like, IR him. Give us a shot.
Yeah, here's what I'm getting at. I mean, he was, you know, he wasn't ruled out last week.
Right.
Like, there was doubt. He was, like, questionable. He was at practice.
Yep.
And now they're gonna put him on the IR, and they're going to say there was no setback?
I know.
I mean, come on. I mean, that's like a coaching staff or a brain trust, like, that's a PR thing. Like, we're going to be dishonest because the truth makes us look bad.
And yeah.
I mean, I'm just so sick of that stuff. I mean, NFL teams need to tell the truth. I mean, if a guy's questionable 1 week and then he's on the IR and he had a hamstring, he had a setback.
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, the guy had a setback.
Going into Thursday night football, I think it was last week, he was literally questionable. Then doubtful, then out, and now he's on IR. So tell me.
And all of that was perfectly reasonable if he would then be in the same status this week or something, or a little bit better. You know, if he was, you know, maybe questionable this week instead of doubtful. But he goes from being they're not sure to we're going to give him almost another month.
I know.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Pretty
anybody
brutal.
Who knows anything about injuries, come on. I mean, something happened.
Yeah, pretty brutal. So get Chuba Hubbard fired up on, because he's, I mean, you know, the heir apparent right now.
Yeah, I mean, Hubbard just, you know, it's obviously he is a pretty big downgrade. And we, I mean, anybody should have known that. But hey, you get, you know, 50, 60% of the juice.
Yeah.
Hopefully it keeps you running in the interim.
Yeah, and you're going
to and look, maybe we should. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say, you're going to need guys like that because, you know, we are on our first, not only the injuries, but we're on our first bye week. You know, we've got the Jets, San Francisco, the Saints, and Atlanta all out, you know, so.
It's as always in fantasy football, it's all sort of coming together. It's like a perfect storm. We're all feeling the crunch with the injuries and the byes at the same time. But with McCaffrey, Jim, I think a lot of people, I mean, I have a dynasty situation with him. You have a redraft situation with him. I know other people who, there's a pretty wide spectrum of outcomes with McCaffrey. If you were aggressive, you're probably in trouble because the aggressive draft approach isn't paying off if you took some chances. If you played it for floor, you might be okay. But, you know, if you're 1-4 right now with McCaffrey, you have to, or, you know, 2-3 or whatever. You have to consider the offers that are probably coming your way.
No doubt.
If you're digging in at 3-2, 4-1, undefeated somehow, then you can afford to be patient. But it is time to be proactive if you are in a tough spot, because we now know it's going to be, minimum 3 more weeks.
No doubt. And this is the time to scavenge as well, like on your waiver wire. Like try to be a week or two early on some guys. You know what I mean? Like guys like Jeff Wilson, who are on IR for San Francisco, like, he's probably out there, and if you're a little light at running back, you're a McCaffrey team, you're a Barkley team, something like that. Just try to, if you have the bench space, try to be a little proactive. Yeah,
if you have, stashes are great right now if you're one of the teams running hot. Obviously, if you're running cold, you need to look at more plug and play kind of stuff. But yeah, you're right. There's a ton of good stuff out there. I mean, you could look to deal for Michael Thomas right now.
Yeah.
If the team that has him is desperate enough, you might be able to get him at a 10% discount. Maybe a little more. And he's the kind of guy who could just completely change what things look like in New Orleans. Like that team, it'll be like an on-off switch when they put him in there, if he's right.
I like him with Jameis. You know, I think that could be to kind of unlock him a little bit. Yeah, because he's been
I mean, like we've seen the sort of negative impact where Kamara loses Breeze and we see those, you know, counting numbers go down. The targets are down. The receptions are down because Breeze needed to pepper Kamara with targets, towards the end of his career.
Yeah.
And the same was true for Thomas, right? But the difference could be that the change doesn't hurt Thomas anywhere near as much, because even if his targets go down, the depth of target and the quality of target is going to rise. Jameis is going to give him more of those intermediate targets, maybe even some deep targets. He's going to set up like run after the catch. If you watch Michael Thomas, Jim, and you watch his career with Breeze, you're going to notice a ton of outbreaking routes that terminate near the sidelines.
Mm.
You know, 5-yard catches, 9-yard catches, 12-yard catches, where he's catching it, getting out of bounds, that kind of thing. Because those, you know, they would feather the routes with Kamara and Thomas, and he just got a lot of those types of routes. And because, remember, Drew Breeze is a short quarterback, doesn't throw as well to the middle of the field as he does outside the tackles. With Jameis, it's going to be different. You're going to see more deep in-breaking routes with Michael Thomas. And what that's going to – people forget how nasty Michael Thomas can be after the catch if he's healthy, because he's a big alpha dude.
People forget, like, earlier on in his career, when Breeze was a little bit more capable back then to get it down the field, or a little bit more willing, maybe is a better word. You know, he was an absolute alpha stud. But you're right. Everything was 7 to 12 yards the last couple of years.
Yeah, and I mean, even early in Breeze's career, there were limitations, I think. And I think maybe going back to Ohio State's a better example, where people – you know what the irony with Michael Thomas is? We've talked about this before, but when he was at Iowa State, nobody thought he could run an out route.
Right. That's all he did in the NFL.
He ran all the Ohio State routes, which are very different than your typical NFL routes, and especially back then. And then when he came to the NFL, it was sort of like when Patrick Ewing came to the NBA. Everybody thought he was going to be Bill Russell. He ended up being a guy who, you know, shot 55% from 15 feet, and he was a different player.
Yeah.
And Michael Thomas, the same kind of thing, where he became a short area route guy, and people forgot what he could do at Ohio State. And anyway, the point of this, we need to get to the injuries.
Yeah,
if you can land Michael Thomas on the cheap from a person who's a little desperate, who right now is, you know, they really need a win this week, that could work out well for you, especially if you, like, obviously the key thing is the level of discount. if you can get a level of discount that like covers you, like you're getting 20-25% off.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
To me, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, and if you're a McCaffrey team or a Barkley team, you could be very well in that situation. So that's a,
and if you're a McCaffrey and a Michael Thomas team.
Yeah, then you're hurting, right? So
yeah, it's definitely time to deal.
Absolutely. Okay, so McCaffrey's out, Barkley's out. For the Giants, Kenny Galladay's out. With the Washington football team, Curtis Samuel and Cam Sims both out.
The Galladay thing's good.
Because you
couldn't trust him to play, and that hopefully opens up some targets for the Ingrams and the Tonys of the world. How good did Tony look? Oh, my God.
Great. Word. Yeah, no, I remember you during like Dynasty season kind of saying, I like this guy's raw, a good guy to stash or if you can get him.
Yeah.
And he's looking like a player. And Sterling Shepard might come back this week, and he's been great. You know, I always worry about him with the head injuries, but he has been great, and he's been.
Yeah, we've talked about him before. Like, he'd be such a great Belichick player.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a lot of Troy Brown in him.
He does. No, he's a gamer.
In a good way.
Yeah, he's a gamer. For the Giants, so Galladay's out, Samuel's out, Cam Sims out. For Miami, who's going at 9:30 in London against the Jags, Devontae Parker's out. So if you have him, Preston Wilson might be a guy that you could pivot to.
More targets for Waddle and Williams. And Gesicki's in play.
Gesicki's definitely in play. For Baltimore, Sammy Watkins is out. Big one in Cleveland, Nick Chubb is out.
Hey, you know, Jimmy, sorry to cut you there, but that's okay. Big. And I think you probably have this guy in a league or two because he was a guy we liked. But is Bateman going to play today?
Right? Bateman's active. So for Baltimore.
I like Bateman a lot today.
I do too. Yeah. I took him in the Tuna League with my last pick when he was on IR. A good guy to focus on. So
I'm a big fan of Bateman.
Yeah.
But Lamar is playing so well right now.
Jackson's playing great. Yeah. And, you know, Marquise Brown is probably ready for a little bit of a dip. So I think Bateman comes at an interesting time with Watkins out too. So a guy to think about, a guy to consider.
Yeah, I mean, like if you're playing DFS today, everybody's going to be on Andrews and Hollywood, right? So if you wanted to play Lamar, everybody's going to be playing Lamar and Mahomes this week. But if you wanted to get into a big field tournament like the Millie Maker and you wanted to play Lamar and give yourself a chance, the play is probably Bateman at 5K.
Yep.
And then maybe take one of the other two big pieces. And if Bateman hits and Hollywood doesn't, you're in phenomenal shape. It's a little inside out, but I mean, that's really the only way to get leverage with the Ravens. If you're just playing like a Lamar Andrews stack, I mean, you're going to be so calm.
You're going to be in the swimming pool with everybody. It's funny with Andrews, Pete, last week I was in two leagues, and one I was significantly up and I was going against Andrews, and another one I was significantly down and I had Lamar Jackson and Andrews. And I went to the Red Sox game. I was like, great mood. They had a great win. I come back and I absolutely thought the team I was going to win was the one I was going against Andrews. You know what I mean? I'm like, holy Toledo.
I can beat
up
your story.
Down. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy.
I can beat that story.
Go ahead.
You want to hear mine?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm up. I can't remember the exact numbers and I can't remember what these guys scored because it's such a painful memory. I think I've buried it a little, but it was in the 35-40 point area for Hollywood Brown and Andrews.
Okay.
I was done in both leagues. Each of those two guys were chasing me and I lost both. There were matches where it's like, there's no way I'm losing either one of these.
Right.
And so
it's brutal.
Both.
I know.
It's
brutal.
Just harsh. And my team score was like 167 or something like that.
Yeah,
so, it was like my team went nuts and I lost in both cases.
I'm going to Fenway and won the one I had Lamar Jackson and Andrews. I was literally down like 140 points or something. Like, there's no shot. And I won. I couldn't believe it.
And one of my leagues that I got smoked in, Jim, was the Lights Out League, our buddy Mike Tagliere's old league, which is a league I want to do well in. Have you looked at my running backs in that league?
I know you had some sick ones that were injured.
But yeah, it's unbelievable. Year. Like this week, I lost Damian Williams,
right?
And Chubb. They were the only two guys I had left, along with McCaffrey.
That's brutal.
And Travis Etienne.
Yeah.
And I've got the San Francisco guys all on the bye. So I might be playing D'Ernest Johnson and Malcolm Brown.
I saw you pick up D'Ernest Johnson.
In a league where I desperately need to win. It's so sad. Ugh. It's so sad.
It's tough out there. All right. So we'll get back at it. Also out. So we landed on Nick Chubb and we'll get to what's going to happen in that Browns game.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
It is a tough one. And that Browns Cardinals game at 4:15 is an awesome potential one. So we'll get to that.
Yeah. And the 4 o'clock games aren't a lot of fun for DFS. So that is an interesting
game. It is a big game. Juju for Pittsburgh is out. Russell Wilson and Chris Carson for Seattle also out. Yeah. back to Cleveland.
James Washington's an emergency pickup if you need.
Yep. Or if you're really desperate, Ray McLeod. But then you're really digging there. back to Cleveland. Jarvis Landry is out in Kansas City. We know Clyde Edwards-Helaire is out, and you just mentioned Damian Williams on Chicago. Right. All those guys are out. So we've got a lot of work to do there. Now here's the better news. Here's who's expected. Back for the Dolphins against the Jags at 9:30. Two is back. Now, I wouldn't play him, but he's better than Brissett in terms of fantasy, I would think.
It's a big deal getting him back. He should liven that offense up a little bit.
Yep.
Brissett's been pretty mediocre.
Yeah, he has. And Brissett's
the truth is they've got similar problems. They both hold the ball too long.
Yeah.
But Brissett, we know, holds the ball too long for a long time. It's not going to change, hopefully, to a continues to get better.
Yeah, Brissett's done a little bit in fantasy before, but he's a backup quarterback. That's what they do.
Exactly. You know? He's a good kid, but he's a backup. Yep. And the reason he's a backup is because he just doesn't see it quick enough.
Yep. His best game was his first game when he came in a few years ago on Thursday Night Football against Houston.
People didn't realize how mobile he was.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And he broke like a 45-yard touchdown. I'll never forget it.
Right.
All right. So moving down the list, 1 o'clock. The 1 o'clock games get the Bengals at the Lions. The Lions have T.J. Hawkinson and Jamal Williams both expected to play.
Hawkinson just killing people.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, he's
playing hurt. They don't have anybody to throw in there. And what are you going to do?
That team's gritty. I'll give him that.
The matchup is good. They need him. But right now, clearly, he's not practicing full. He's not right. He hasn't looked good in a while. If you have a 50-50 call and Hawkinson's on one side of it, take the other side.
Yeah, I think that. And we actually have some texts at 37937 with that exact question. So
he's a really good player. He's just not right. And they're playing him because he's a really good blocker. But here's the really bad part. He's playing less than 100%. And because they have no outside weapons, defenses are keying on him. It's not good.
He's a punching bag.
You
get Jamal Williams there, and Jamal Williams actually might be a guy you could kind of go to because I expect them to be behind a lot, and he's a dump off.
Yeah, they lost Frank Ragnow, their center. That's tough.
Yeah,
so they're not going to be able to control the inside of the line the way they have at times. I'm with you.
Dump off guy,
and I think Swift today could be a play.
Yeah,
could be a real play.
Yeah, imagine if Swift was on a good team.
If Swift could just stay completely healthy and be on a team that would give him 80% of the juice and use him right, he would be a top six back.
Yeah, he's a guy that's kind of like almost never on my board. I just don't like him on Detroit, you know. But I love him
as a player.
Heck of a player.
Man, he's good.
Heck of a player. Other side of the field for the Bengals, Joe Mixon.
Jimmy, if you put Swift on like the Chiefs.
Oh, he'd crush it. He'd crush nice talent.
Anyway, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no.
And by the way, I think they passed on him for Helaire, didn't they? I could be wrong on that.
I can't remember.
Anyway, forget that. Keep going.
Maybe the venerable Anthony Parziali could look at that during the break. Anyway.
Not a good night for me to go from memory.
No. So Mixon's going to go, and Pirine's out. So, I mean, Mixon, he's a little dinged up, but he'll get all the juice there. Good play. I like Joe Burrow against the Lions. He's expected to go. In that same Chiefs game against the football team, we already told you, Samuel's out, Cam Sims is out. In for them is Terry McLaurin and Antonio Gibson. They both look expected to play, and those are the two big horses there, so that's big. On the other side of the field, Tyreek's been questionable all week. He's going to go. And then rounding out the 1 o'clocks for the expecteds for the Texans, they've activated Nico Collins, and Indy activated T.Y. Hilton. So an interesting player. I wouldn't play him this week, but if you're desperate, he could get some. I would imagine him being a little bit limited.
Yeah, and Nico Collins is worth mentioning.
Yeah.
Because Houston, we don't love Houston, obviously.
No.
But the one thing about their quarterbacks, Mills and Tyrod, those guys can throw. I mean, they're not – it's not like they can't get the ball downfield and stuff. So a guy like Collins, who is a talented kid, who I think on a typical NFL team, he's buried as the third or fourth receiver as a rookie.
Right.
On the Texans, they're looking for positive stories. I mean, this kid could end up playing 90% of the snaps just because they want to try to develop his talent. And they're going to be in game scripts mostly where they're going to be throwing the ball from behind. So in seasonal leagues, if Nico Collins is just sitting out there and you're in a 12-team league with some bench space, I like him as an ad. I really do.
He's not a that's a team that has they're desperate for talent, and he's got talent. He's got youth. He's got energy, so.
Right. I mean, look. No, exactly. I mean, Conley's putting up numbers there last week.
Right.
Right.
By the way,
I think we can pretty much just end it right there. Chris Conley is putting up stats in this offense. We might want to add Nico Collins.
I was pre-gaming at the Cask and Flag, and we had a live broadcast there with Brad Foe and Steve Peralt before the Red Sox game. I was pre-gaming there, and like turned to a table. I'm like, that guy was like the sixth receiver on Kansas City and the fifth on Jacksonville, and he just torched the Patriots. I was not happy about that. I think Belichick didn't put much of a game plan against Davis Mills. It's like, I was just going to see if this guy can, you know, beat me for a while.
I mean, Conley's one of those guys where he's got the physical underpinnings of a guy who can play. You know, he's big and he is fast. But when he had that knee injury, took a little bit of that high-end, you know, twitchiness, whatever you want to say. He's not quite the explosive athlete he was pre-injury.
Yeah. And that was like an epidemic with Jacksonville. They lost all their receivers a couple of years ago when he came.
Shark.
Yeah.
Let's not even get into it.
Baby Shark. All right. So for the Rams are at the Giants, another 1 o'clock game. Darius Slayton questionable, but expected. We mentioned him earlier, Sterling Shepard and Daniel Jones expected to go there. So keep an eye on
Jones. Slayton is big. That helps. Jones is really a good pickup for fantasy, by the way.
Yeah.
If you need a QB solution, you know, this week he's coming off the concussion. Maybe one hit knocks him out. You might not want to get involved with that. But if you just get him through this week and this tough matchup and into the next part of his schedule, you know, Daniel Jones is running.
He's a foot points guy. You don't think of him. He does. He gives you the foot points.
He really does. He gives you a little, you know, foot floor, and he tends to use his feet when he needs to, which is good. Yep. So if he's having a rough game, he can get you back into it with his feet, you know, sort of like Hurts. But if he can just get Barkley back, he could be huge. Because when Barkley's giving him those free big plays on dump offs, and he's using his feet, and he's using Kadarius Toney and these guys downfield, there's just a lot of stat potential there.
No doubt.
And we need to remember, Blake Bortles was a monster fantasy QB at one point. Even Mitch Trubisky was. You do not need to be great to be a fantasy QB.
That's right. So, you know, and then also with the Giants too, I mean, don't be afraid to plug Devontae Booker in. You know, I mean, he looked okay last week coming in.
Oh, absolutely.
On
100%. And even if you don't think he looked great, the volume is just there.
Like, yeah.
It'd be really surprising if he got less than 80% of the touches, and he can catch the ball. So yeah, Booker is definitely a strong play, and at 5,400 on DK, he's not a bad play at all.
Absolutely. I got to backtrack.
He'll be chalky.
I got to backtrack on something I said. So the Dolphins at the London game, I mentioned Preston Williams. He's actually inactive. So scratch that. Scratch that part of the show. But the guys, I think you mentioned, Gesicki and Waddle are the guys that you could probably
Now be a real, he should. And I mean, they've been struggling with Waddle, and I think a lot of it is Brissett.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the stuff with Waddle, they just want to get the ball out of the quarterback's hands, and that's where Brissett sometimes has some issues. So hopefully, remember, and not only Tua hopefully is just a general improvement, but he and Waddle, you know, have a little history, a little chemistry.
Absolutely. Yeah, you would think. And what a special player. I mean, Waddle's a guy that they should be trying to turn into Cordarrelle Patterson, like what we're seeing now.
Waddle's electric. He's just one of those guys where when he's fully implemented and he's really more involved, he's the kind of guy I would pay to watch.
Unquestionably. Even when all three of those guys were at Alabama, he was the guy. He was the youngest of all of them when they had Judy and the kid on Philadelphia. He was the guy who I liked to watch the most. He was the most explosive.
When they had Ruggs and Waddle like on the field, that was just. I mean, the other
ridiculous.
Guys are great receivers too. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to. But when those two guys are on the field together, like. No NFL team has that much explosiveness.
No, I know. No,
and a college team.
The last five years, the talent that's come out of that team is ridiculous. Just NFL ready as soon as they
Alabama has had better receivers than the Jets have had over the last decade.
Yeah, and the Pats.
That's absolutely true.
100%.
Well played.
Yeah, absolutely. Play tennis with the Pats receivers all day.
You and I know how bad these guys are.
Unbelievable. So, like, 1 o'clock. Rounding out the 1 o'clock, the Chargers Ravens, great game to watch on that one. That's a fun one. And Mike Williams, the NFL's touchdown receiving leader, is barring a pregame setback, is looking to play.
Sounds like he's going to go.
Yep, yeah. That's good news.
And here, you know what? Here's a guy who can play through an injury too.
Yeah.
So Mike Williams, like Keenan Allen, we've seen do the decoy thing. Like guys like Keenan and Julio Jones, sometimes when they play and they haven't been practicing, you really have to worry. With Mike Williams, he's a guy where he plays hurt a lot.
Yeah, big physical guy.
And he, yeah, and he's willing to throw his body around. So if he's active and starting, I wouldn't, I'd roll the bones with him. I really would.
100%. So he looks like he's a go. And then on the other side of the field, we talked about it, active is Rashad Bateman, you know, for the Ravens. So that's a good play. And then Justin Jackson looks like he's going to be active. I don't know how usable he is, but a guy to roster, you know, who maybe can help you.
Yeah, maybe takes a little ceiling away from the starter there too. So that's something.
Yeah, something to consider.
Have you heard anything about Melvin Gordon? He's just banged up, but he's going to go.
I have a big questionable tag. That's a 425 game.
Right. That's why I was bringing it up. And that's for DFS. That can be a thing.
No doubt.
You know, if you could put, you know, if you put Javonte Williams in your flex spot, if he ends up being the starter because Gibbs, you know, because Gordon's out, that could be big in that matchup. And, you know, if it doesn't work out, you could pivot to a guy like Rondale Moore or something like that.
Yeah, no doubt. So, yeah, it's a shorter slate on the 4 o'clock. I mean, you've got like what?
Yeah, only three games.
Yeah, you've got the Cardinals, Browns, the Raiders, Broncos.
And only seven early.
Yeah, and you got the Pats, you know, the Pats of the Cowboys. Yeah.
Right, because we've got between the bye weeks and then the early game, it's a short slate.
All right. Oh, hey, look at this. Spaz gave us a little bit of news. So the Chiefs in 2020, Edwards-Helaire was taken at number 32. DeAndre Swift was taken by the Lions with the third pick of the second round. So close.
Right. I knew that. So, yeah, I mean, hey, Chiefs, you messed that one up.
Yeah, I think they might have.
I mean, you really messed that one up. Let's be honest.
The venerable Jerick McKinnon and right. Daryl Williams going today. So that tells you a little bit.
It was like they gave the choice to Adam Gase or something. Nothing against Hilaire. Yeah. We like Hilaire. But, I mean, if that team had Swift, oh, my word.
No, we've been waiting for it from Edwards-Helaire for a while. It just pops here or there, but you just haven't.
And he hasn't been healthy. Yeah. You know, Edwards-Helaire had the ankle sprain in August. I think a lot of people probably forget that. But when you look at him and he doesn't look as explosive as he should, well, that you can probably trace some of that back to the ankle.
All right. So, hey, we're going to take a little break. We're going to trend, and then Pete and I are going to come back with our locks of the week. I've got a sense of where you might be going. And
And we should talk about the trade, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, big implications.
That's the thing.
Yeah. We'll get to the Ertz trade coming up after the break and after we trend.
The Real Post Game Show, this Sunday after the game.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, Trending Now is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Get ready for the game with a trip to Shaw's. Just order ahead in store by phone or online at Shaw's.com. Shaw's party platters are made fresh, so you always win. That's Shaw's.com or contact a store to order ahead. Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh. All right, here's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com. The Sox take game two of ALCS, beating the Astros 9-5, tying up the series at one game apiece. J.D. Martinez and Rafael Devers both hit grand salamis in the game. That was awesome. Sox-Astros, ALCS Game 3, Monday night at Fenway, pregame at 7:08, first pitch at 8:08. Get all the action right here on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Today, the Pats take on the Cowboys this afternoon at Gillette Stadium, kickoff 4:25. And the Bruins last night beat the Stars 3-1 in their season opener. Brad Marchand scored two goals in the game. Of course he did. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More of the Fantasy Football Hour.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Coming up next.
Back to the Fantasy Football Hour. Here's Jim Hackett and Pete Davidson on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, welcome back. Jim Hackett, Pete Davidson, the Fantasy Football Hour here at Sports Radio WEEI. Man, we spent a lot of time going through who is and who isn't this week. Week six is a tough one.
It's a crazy week.
It really is. But, you know, we have most of the news, so that's good. So hopefully that set you guys up.
The bye weeks alone would have been, you know, a lot to deal with.
Yeah.
And these injuries and you know, and not knowing the roles of some of the guys who are going to play. It's a tough week.
100%. And the texts are flying in at 37937. We'll hit them. We'll do a lightning round. I've got them all jotted down, and we keep them firing in. We'll get them. Right now, let's do our locks of the week, brought to you by Craftmaster Hardware. Love that. All right, so the lock of the week is brought to you by Craftmaster Hardware, security hardware and locksmith supplies for your business at craftmasterhardware.com. If you're a facility manager and you're not using Craftmaster Hardware, like, you know, get with it, man. Go to the website. You must do this. We've got a prison nearby, Pete, probably about like 10 miles away. And, you know, I never worry.
Oh, good. That's convenient for
you.
Yeah,
but I never worry. You know why? Because they use locks from Craftmaster Hardware. You know? So you got to keep the freaks in. And if you own a commercial property, you got to keep the freaks out. That's what you need to do.
That was nice pivot, Hackett. Way to go.
Good stuff. All right. Who do you got?
As Harry Potter would say, not enough O's and smooth to describe that transition.
There we go. All right, locks.
You go first.
Want me to go first?
You're on a roll. Keep going.
I'm on a roll. So here we go. So I talked about in the beginning of the show, I think a great game at 4:05 is the Cardinals at the Browns. And we've got Nick Chubb out. You've got Jarvis Landry out. Now, the guy I'm locking up is a little bit questionable himself, but I think he's going to play. But I just see all the juice flowing to one Kareem Hunt. And Kareem Hunt is $6,200 on DraftKings, and I think for seasonal, he's been on the borderline of an RB1 all year anyway.
He's been really good.
He's been really good, and I think he only gets really, really good today. So Kareem Hunt is my lock.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, you know, look, if you're playing Kareem Hunt in tournaments, I mean, I think Kareem Hunt in cash is sort of a no-brainer because it'll probably work out for you. You save a little cash. He's a good play. Everybody's going to play it. So even if it doesn't work, you're still alive.
Yeah.
So I think, like, I would just play Kareem Hunt in cash personally. Now, he did fail in these spots last year when Chubb was out.
That's a great point.
Games.
Yeah.
But look, I mean, a lot of it had to do with not scoring touchdowns. He just, you know, a lot of at least one of those games was in epic bad weather. So I wouldn't focus too much on that. A lot of people are going to talk about it. The reason to avoid Hunt is just that he's going to be chalk and you're not gaining any originality
right,
by playing him.
Right.
So if you are going with Hunt, and look, here's the thing about this week. If you think you're going to like sneak the chalk running backs by people
not
and you're
going to
be alone, right? Like you're not going to be the only person playing Khalil Herbert or Booker at 54 or Chuba Hubbard or Hunt at 62. Maybe the least chalky good running back play might be Henderson at 6K.
I like
his setup there.
Yeah.
But you know, stacking up, these low cost running backs and then building off of that with a high priced quarterback is going to be like an insanely popular build.
Right.
So like these cheap running backs with Lamar or Mahomes, it looks really smart to me too, but you better find some differentiation somewhere else or you're just going to be with the pack.
Mm.
So you like Hunt, I like it too. I'm going to be really boring this week, Hack. I think I'm going to go with the chalky play myself. I'm going to say Lamar at 74, saving money off Mahomes.
Yeah.
He's playing so well. And then the key thing is to find a way To create some leverage if you're playing in a large field tournament. So if you want to play Lamar, you can't just go vanilla with the rest of your lineup. You and I talked about it before. You could go with a guy like Bateman.
Yeah.
I think that'll give you an original twist. You can double stack him if you want. He's throwing a lot. You could play Hollywood or Andrews with Bateman if you want. You could not do that. And then you can bring something back from the Chargers side. I mean, Keenan Allen will be chalky.
Yeah.
If you want to go with more leverage, you could play a guy like Cook. If you want to, you know, maybe people be running away from Mike Williams because of the injury. Maybe you could sneak him in there.
Lean in a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, like that's sort of the way to go about it. But there's going to be an inclination to play tons of chalk running backs. It's okay to do it. They're mostly good plays. But just two things. Some of them don't have the kind of ceiling that you might think. So don't think that's where you're getting your ceiling, with the exception of maybe Henderson. And you are also going to be a pretty unoriginal build. So remember that,
yeah.
Especially if you're in a big field event.
If you're looking for an original build, there's a guy I've had my eye on. It's actually nice to say this guy's name again, because he has just been a bum for way too long. But am I feeling a little bit of a resurgence with one Carson Wentz on Indy, who's 5400?
I like his matchup this week a lot.
Yeah, going against Houston. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's weird getting into a Vegas game that's like near like 40, yeah. You know, and like playing a stack. But here's the thing. If you've got the guts to do it, I'm actually with you, Hack. I think like if you did like a Wentz Pittman stack and you brought back like Nico Collins, I mean, it's a huge risk. There's every possibility that just looks like beyond stupid, at the end of the day. But if it hits, you're in a really good spot. You've got late swap possibilities, and you're going to have a ton of money. So, like, if Wentz Pittman hits, and if you get a bring back from Houston, if you're going with, like, say you did this and you did Wentz Pittman, you could bring back a popular Houston player. You could bring back Cooks, because that three player group is
pretty rare.
I don't think many people.
Yeah.
So, you know, you wouldn't have to bring back an odd Houston piece. You could bring back the most common one.
Yeah, that's a good point. So yeah, just a guy, you know, he's been playing a little bit better, and he's been, you know, like a poopy head for the last couple of years, but he's starting to come back to life a little bit.
Yeah, well, look, he's got a better coach now. And
yeah.
To your point, the ball was coming out last week, which was a good sign for Wentz.
Yeah.
It didn't look great. Some of them were a little clunky, but he's processing and he's getting the ball out. That's a big start for him, in my opinion.
Here's a question.
Should we hit the Pats at all?
Yeah, let's do it. I haven't
hit the Pats yet.
I do have a Pats lock. I do have a Pats lock.
Well, we'll do the Pats locks after.
Want to do it at the end?
Let's do game environment now.
Tell me what you see.
Well, I don't know. What do you see? I mean, like, I'll tell you what I do see. If we're going for some, like, everybody, if we're talking DraftKings, everybody's going to get to these 4 o'clock games, and I think Hunt is going to be the guy everybody's got playing.
Yep.
Right. So, like, if you're chasing, you're never going to catch up playing Kareem Hunt. You're going to need some options that are going to be low owned that have big scoring capacity. And I, the audience is about to roll its eyes.
Okay.
But I think Nelson Agholor is a play.
I think you might be right. I'm waiting for him to kind of pop a little bit.
Scenario.
This could be the week. Yep, this could be the week. I'll tell you how I'm looking at it.
And also, I think Hunter Henry could be in play.
Yeah, he's been looking good lately, which scares me a little bit, because every time he looks good, he is. But every time he looks good, something usually happens to him physically, and I'm hoping that's not the case. But I do have a game script for this one, Pete, and it's. I think, and I'm definitely guilty of this, but we around here or anywhere with your hometown team, you tend to look at things through your own team's lens, right? And I'm trying to flip the script and look at it from the Cowboys' standpoint. And to me, this looks like a trap game for the Cowboys. Like, you know, Belichick is like, you know, I can't give you how many greater symbols than Mike McCarthy. And I feel like the Cowboys are going to come in here. And they're going to walk into a little bit of a time bomb. I think the Pats are going to win this game. I'm not sure how. I think the defense is going to have to play otherworldly, and they're going to have to game script it and scheme it like they did against Tampa Bay. But they can do that, and I'm expecting a tight contest.
Where are we at with Damian Harris right now?
He's questionable, and so is J.J. Right. Taylor. And I'd love like that guy to have a chance. You know, every time he gets a chance, he goes on the field. He fumbled once, and he's been hurt, you know?
Yeah, I mean, the reason I asked is I'm just sort of trying to piggyback on your idea, which I think is reasonable. I'm going to throw this out there. Conventional wisdom would be that the Patriots want to sort of slow Dallas down, right?
Yep.
But I don't know if the Patriots, especially if Harris isn't right, I don't know if they're equipped to play that way. Maybe what the Patriots could do is go high pass volume, try to complete a lot of passes, hold the ball, keep Dak off the field just by possessing the football, but not necessarily by running. That would have a two-pronged positive effect. A, you hold the ball and that's good and hopefully score points. But also, by the time you get into that second half, your quarterback's going to be in a rhythm.
Right.
As opposed to trying to heat your quarterback up after keeping the game slow. So maybe you could get a good game out of your rookie quarterback by making him the focus, by saying, hey, we're going to put this on you today.
I think they have
Your job is to get the ball out, find the open man, keep the chains moving, you know, as Hank Stram would say, matriculate. That could be a game plan today.
I think you're right. No, it's. I think Mac is a guy they could definitely turn to. Want to take a call? We got Chris at Bridgewater. He's got a question on a flex position.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Chris?
Hey, not much. Just had a quick question on my flex. We thinking Amari Cooper, Devontae Booker, or Zach Moss? Just need one.
I would say it's either Amari or Booker. Mm. You're getting more floor from Booker. You probably have more ceiling with Amari. Amari. So, you know, like Booker should give you 10 points if it's PPR.
I'm just worried about them going against the Rams. I didn't know if that's my play.
For sure, the Rams is a matchup concern. So, like, Booker could come in, you know, maybe 8, 9, 10, something like that in a bad scenario, because you should catch three balls or something like that, right? Yeah. Whereas Cooper could go double scores on you and put up, like, 30 points.
That's what I'm thinking.
Here's the other thing on Cooper, though. Cooper could be the guy that Belichick decides to shut down.
You just took the words right out of my mouth. Right. So both guys have some floor concerns. I think Cooper's got the ceiling. I think Booker is going to come in that 10 to 15 point range more often.
Yep.
So if you feel like you want a secure play, I think it's Booker. If you want to be more aggressive, I think you go Amari.
I had Evans go for me on Thursday.
So you need the home run. Yeah, maybe play Amari then.
Yeah.
And also look at the rest of your lineup. You may have another player you could take out. Like maybe Booker and Amari with somebody else out could be an answer for you.
So wide receiver, I'm stacked. I got Scary Terry, Devontae Adams, and Amari Cooper and Mike Evans.
You got to keep those. Yeah.
Right. Keep your eye on Scary Terry, though. If I mean, he could get ruled out still. So just make sure you're on top of that leading into 1 o'clock. If they rule out McLaurin, then you've got an easy choice.
Okay. All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, Chris. Thanks for the call.
You got it, buddy.
Yep. All right, Chris and Bridgewater. Good question there. That's a tough one. It plays right into what we were talking about with the Pats. But again, if Belichick's going to scheme it up to take away their best and really, like, you know, drop six back into coverage, which he might.
It's a tough question.
It is a tough one. Yeah.
Generally speaking, I'm going to play the great player.
Yes.
You know, I mean, the Giants come out, Booker isn't running well. They go to the next back on the list. He starts running well. Next thing you know, Booker is a split back and you're going, oh my gosh, I left Cooper on my bench.
Yeah.
Like stuff like that'll just drive you mad in fantasy. So, you know, what you have a good play in Cooper. It's tough to not take the good play when it's sitting there, but if I'm him, I probably play Cooper.
Yeah. Again, I think you hit it with Cooper's the ceiling play and you should just based on volume. Booker should give you a nice floor, so it depends on what you need.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if anyone else is in that situation.
I mean, what are the odds that Booker goes multiple TD against the Rams? To me, they're not that good.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah, that's a stingy defense. You want to take a couple texts? I got an easy one before we hit the lightning round. Let's see. 603 says Adam Thielen or Pitts. Well, that's an easy one. Because Kyle Pitts ain't playing. He's on the bye, all right?
It's so funny, too, because everybody who's got Pitts wants to play him now because he's looked amazing
he's lighting
the last
it up.
2 weeks. And that's fantasy, baby.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as you want to get him in there, he's going to be on the bye.
That was a great trade target about 3 weeks ago when we did that. I think we did our first trade target thing 3 weeks ago. I was like, look at.
Nobody wanted to listen on that one.
No.
Like, I'm not trading for Pitts.
Yeah.
No way.
But now you wish you did, you know?
Yeah, that's the way it works.
Absolutely.
That's the way it works.
Absolutely. Let's take a couple more, and then we'll break, and then we'll do a lightning round. Let's see. That was an easy one. 603's got J.D. McKissic or Latavius Murray. I like McKissic today.
I think I like McKissic, too, because I think today he might get more juice. They need places to throw the football.
Yeah. Playing Kansas City, for those who don't know. I mean,
Right, and the game script should lead to plenty of targets, so... Yeah, McKissic would seem to have some floor in this one.
Yeah, I think that's a good one. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and do a lightning round. We got a lot of texts from 37937. Thank you for that. And we'll see you after this.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's New England's ultimate fantasy football experience. The Fantasy Football Hour on Sports Radio WEEI.
Letting it groove a little bit. All right, welcome back. Sports Radio WEEI, Fantasy Football Hour. Jim and Pete, and getting ready for the lightning round. You ready, Pete?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, let's
do we want to do like a Patriot lock?
Yeah, okay, so my lock is, I'm actually going to steal this right from a texter from 401. Hi, guys. Patriots 30-27 over Cowboys. Defense and special teams win it. Joe in Rhode Island. Thank you, Joe. I give that a harumph. I'm with you on that. There's my lock. Stealing it from Joe.
There you go. I'm definitely going Hunter Henry. So
there you go. That's a good one.
That's my guy.
All right.
That's my guy today.
I want to start with the 603 who we kind of picked on a little bit about Kyle Pitts. He threw a text back. He said, oh, I meant Pittman, not Pitts. So that might change.
I like Pittman this week.
Yeah, me too. I think that changes my opinion.
We already talked about that.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, that means it's Pittman or who?
Thielen.
Oh, Thielen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm playing Thielen.
You're playing Thielen. All right. Kind of feeling Pittman, but yeah, Thielen's a monster.
There's no way I'm benching Adam Thielen.
Yeah, and he's a PPR, got monster, so you got to roll with that. All right, let's go through.
The guy scores touchdowns like they're going out of style.
I know. Cousins.
I'm going to wait for it to slow down more.
Cousins loves him. 603, Brandon Bolden or J.D. McKissick. Well, you got to play McKissick against the Chiefs. We talked about that. Absolutely.
Yeah. Although, you never know. Bolden will.
I know. He flares up.
Turning up.
He flares up every once in a while. 617, this is obviously a flex question. Miles Gaskin or T. Higgins? That's a tough one.
That is a tough one. I really like Higgins' matchup here. I think he'll do well. But I like Gaskin, too. I think Miami's so unpredictable with the usage of the backs. But
he's coming off a monster game, though, Gaskin.
Lot of it was on like one pass play, though, is the thing, if I'm not mistaken.
I think you're right.
Yeah, I'd probably play Gaskin, but trust your gut because it's close.
It's very close. 207, the recently anointed RB1 Khalil Herbert for the Bears or Zach Moss in 0.5 PPR?
I think I'd go Khalil Herbert and the workload.
Yeah, there's a lot of Herbert questions out there. Do you want to just kind of give a little overview so maybe that can help people we don't get to?
I'm a fan of Herbert. I mean, we had him on the waiver wire last week, believe it or not.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of this kid. Look, Williams is out. Obviously, Montgomery's toast. Tariq Cohen, forget about.
Damian Williams is hurt. Yeah,
he's COVID. Yep. So, Khalil Herbert's going to get a ton of touches today. 4,600 on DK. There's really no reason to shy away. Just don't think you're going to be making an original move if you're playing him in,
100% in DraftKings. Yeah.
508's
got a PPR question. He's got Javonte Williams, who might have a large share of the juice with Melvin Gordon questionable. We don't know yet, but PPR, Javonte Williams or Khalil Herbert?
I'd play Herbert because you know.
Yep. And he's got the high volume thing happening.
You know, if you check out your lineup, maybe isolate a potential switch. If you find out Williams is going to be the starter, you may have someone else you can take out of your lineup.
Yep.
But I don't think you're going to regret playing Herbert. I think he's going to get enough touches where he'll be okay.
Someone must really like your take or our take on Kadarius Toney. 603 CeeDee Lamb or Kadarius Toney. Come on, man. You gotta play CeeDee
Lamb.
Yeah,
I'm gonna play Lamb.
All right. I'm not laughing at you. I
like Kadarius Toney, yeah, but yeah.
I appreciate your trust.
And look, there's a little bit more. The Giants have a little bit more this week in terms of players to throw to. So maybe Toney isn't just, you know, he looked great, but they also didn't have really anywhere else to throw.
Yeah, they had no Shepard, no Slayton, you know.
Right.
And then Barkley went down mid game. 413 PPR, AJ Dillon or Alexander Mattison.
I wish mid game.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it was early, right?
PPR. It was like the first touch.
I know. PPR, AJ Dillon or Alexander Mattison.
This week, I would go Dillon.
Yeah.
Unless you hear something about Cook.
It looks like Cook's full go.
They both go one, so you're okay. Yeah. I mean, that's what I mean. Unless you hear something about Cook,
I agree. Let's see. 508 in a half PPR, Zach Moss or Alex Collins on Seattle. I'm going Moss there.
You know, that's close. That's close. The matchup is bad for Collins, so I think I'm with you.
Yeah. If
the matchup was really good for Seattle, I think Collins is going to get a ton of touches because of Carson.
100%.
But, you know, I feel like Buffalo could score on the ground against Tennessee. So
no doubt. Let's see. 774, another Khalil Herbert question.
And you also you have a 10-point Vegas differential in points scored. So they're saying Seattle's going to score 19, Buffalo's going to score 25. I'll take the back on the 29.5
team. And the Bills have the Bills and the Titans have a little bit of a thing between those two teams. I think the Bills come to play on Monday night, and they're looking really good. By the way.
We were right on the Josh Allen trade for, by the
way. Yeah, man. Yeah, love him.
We timed that one right.
Love him. 774. Another Khalil Herbert question. Khalil Herbert, Javonte Williams again, or Julio in PPR? Julio looks like he's going to play. I don't like him.
Khalil.
You like Julio in this one? In PPR?
No, I play Khalil.
Yeah, I would too. I've got Julio on the bench in a couple leagues. I'm just not.
Look, if Julio's full go and he played last week and we've seen him and he looks good, then you play Julio.
Yep.
But Julio's a bit of a mystery right now, and we know Herbert's probably going to get 20 touches.
Yeah, no doubt.
Taking the touches.
No doubt. We'll stay on the Khalil Herbert theme.
I'm not saying that's a fun choice, but that's what I would do.
Yeah. 603, flex, Robert Woods or Khalil Herbert in 0.5 PPR.
It's close, but I'm taking the running back floor.
Yeah. So Herbert's a guy.
Now Woods can burn you on that, no doubt.
Yep.
He could burn you. But look, the Rams could come out, smoke the Giants 28-0 by the half, and if Woods didn't get it, you're in trouble.
100%.
Right. So Cup scores twice in the first half, or Van Jefferson gets in the zone, and you're just in big trouble.
Yep.
Whereas with Herbert, he should be touching the football even in a chase scenario. He should get 8 to 10 second half touches.
Copy that. All right, one more. 508, Kadarius Toney or Rashad Bateman, recently activated.
I'm going to take Toney.
Yeah, and so
it's
the
close.
Yeah,
but I'm going to take Toney.
You're not taking him over CeeDee Lamb, but you're taking him over Rashad Bateman today. All right.
Right. We like Bateman, but we haven't seen it.
All right. We got to wrap it up. So if we missed your text, and I know we missed a bunch, here's what you can do. You can follow me at WEEI Hacksaw on Twitter. You can follow Pete at Rotobon, and we'll answer as many as we can. NFL Sunday coming up. Go Pats. We'll talk to you later.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.